This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Tens of thousands of protesters joined in fresh anti-government marches across Sudan in what organizers said was one of the largest turnouts in more than 3 months of demonstrations that call for embattled President Omar al-Bashir to step down. AP correspondent Zaria Shakili has details.
The demonstrations began in December over price hikes and food shortages and quickly escalated into calls for al-Bashir's resignation, posing one of the biggest challenges yet to his nearly 30-year rule. The rallies are being led by the Sudanese Professionals Association, an umbrella group of independent professional unions. Footage posted online showed thousands of protesters, mostly young people, outside the military's headquarters in the capital city of Khartoum, demanding the army's support. I'm Zaria Shakli.
At least seven policemen and three civilians were killed Saturday in a series of attacks in Afghanistan. Officials said in the eastern Ghazni province, Taliban insurgents killed three policemen in attacks on security checkpoints. The Associated Press reported the Taliban had claimed responsibility. At least four policemen were killed when the Taliban stormed a security checkpoint in the northern Saripul province, according to provincial council leader Mohammed Noor Rahmani. Two explosions in eastern Nangarhar province claimed the lives of at least three civilians, according to a spokesman for the provincial governor. No groups claimed responsibility for the attacks in Nangarhar or in Saripul. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Flooding continues.